There's an ongoing back and forth controversy surrounding The Simpsons character Apu, voiced by actor Hank Azaria, and the show's depiction of what some people are saying are cultural stereotypes.
Pardon me, but I would like to see this money spent on more police officers. I have been shot 8 times this year, and as a result, I almost missed work.
Comedian Hari Kondabolu created a documentary called The Problem with Apu and talked to several actors and comedians of South Asian descent about how they are represented in pop culture, and The Simpsons responded in a recent episode. Aisha Harris writes about culture for Slate and hosts the Slate podcast Represent. She recently wrote a piece about the Apu debate. Aisha, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, can you first give us some of the issues raised in that documentary, The Problem with Apu?
Sure. Essentially, the documentary that Hari Kondabolu did was about the long history of the lack of representation of Indian Americans in pop culture and TV and the news everywhere. And he came at it from a personal stance of having grown up loving The Simpsons, but being kind of ashamed of the fact that the only Indian American character on that show was a very stereotypical Indian American character, and it was the only thing that he had to look to as representation at that time. And it, to add insult to injury, it's the concoction, the character is the concoction of a group of white creators as well as is voiced by a white actor. And so when you have this sort of animated brown face performance happening, it kind of lends itself to many stereotypes that have been hurtful and have had a large influence on the representation of Indian Americans for decades now.
Hari Kondabolu was a guest on your podcast recently. We have a clip from your conversation with him. Here it is.
It's still The Simpsons. It's still one of the most important shows. It's still on the air.
Mm-hmm.
It influenced a generation of young comedians and writers, a generation of comedy fans, TV fans. Like, you can't ignore that. And so if it's that influential, then a character that is a caricature, you know, and is a minstrel character done by, you know, it's paint and it's brown paint and a white man's voice.
Mm.
The fact that's still on the air, at least we should be critical. Like, how did we allow for it 30 years ago? Why is it still on now and are we okay with it? And what impact does that make? I mean, the thing is, I think our institutional memory is very short. And we forget that a lot of the things we're doing now have happened before or are mutants of previous racism. Racism mutates from era to era. It doesn't look the way it used to look.
And Aisha, talk about that. The influence of The Simpsons, a lot of the actors and comedians he talked to talked about, you know, auditioning or getting parts and having directors coach them to do accents like Apu.
Right, which, if I recall correctly, in the documentary, one of the people he interviews says, you know, that's not a real accent. Like, no one actually talks like this. And so having that sort of be the only thing that people can think of when they think of Indian American actors or South Asian actors is really, really sad. And the character, some would argue that the character, all the Simpsons characters are one-dimensional, but when you have one Indian American character and you have all these other characters who are all, I mean, they're yellow, but they're ostensibly white, you have, that's when it becomes a problem. There weren't other representations. We have more representation now, but even though we have more representation now, that doesn't mean that the character is still problematic because, again, it's still being voiced by Hank Azaria.
Right. You touched on, I think, a lot of the reaction I saw as I looked at, you know, YouTube comments, which I often try not to do, but in response pieces to the documentary was saying Apu is a stereotypical one-dimensional character on a show packed with stereotypical one-dimensional characters. That's kind of the point they're arguing. You don't buy that, though.
No, I don't buy it. And I think, you know, the way in which the creators have not really done much to reckon with that. Like, they've added other Indian American characters in recent years, but they haven't been necessarily regular characters. And I think that even if they were to get rid of them today, like, Apu will still linger. Like, I think the damage is still very much going to remain for a very long time.
Talking to Aisha Harris, she writes for Slate, talking about a controversy, a back and forth over the character of Apu in The Simpsons and wider issues of how people of different ethnic backgrounds are represented in pop culture. Last week, The Simpsons addressed the Apu criticism, kind of responded, I think without naming it, to the Problem with Apu documentary, with Lisa Simpson directly facing into the camera, or what would be the camera if it weren't animated. Here's a snippet from the scene.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
It's hard to say. Something that started decades ago and was applauded and inoffensive is now politically incorrect. What can you do?
Some things will be dealt with at a later date.
If at all.
And a lot of people looked at that, and this is why this is back in the news. The Simpsons reaction almost got as much attention as the documentary itself. What are people making of that sort of response within the confines of the show?
I mean, I think that most people kind of don't buy that sort of shrugging. Essentially, what the show was doing was it was saying, yeah, we know that people find this problematic, but, you know, there's nothing we can do. There's no way to deal with this. We're just going to keep doing what we do. And I think it also says there's a stigma around being, quote unquote, politically correct, and it's thumbing its nose at political correctness. But I don't think political correctness is necessarily a bad thing, and I also think that this goes beyond that, in that there are a lot of people who have been hurt by this, whether personally or professionally, as the documentary makes a case for. Like, a lot of there's still so much progress to be made for South Asian actors to be represented on screen. And I think that in many ways, the Simpsons is refusing to reckon with its history, and it's just saying, eh, what are you going to do?
And I think that's a response from a lot of people who consume TV and movies is, eh, whatever, does it really matter? It's just TV or a movie. Why, Aisha, does representation matter, big picture?
I mean, it matters because it influences our daily lives, whether it's subconsciously or not. As a Black person, the images that are seen on screen of Black women like myself, in the mid-aughts, there were a lot of sort of negative representations, especially in reality shows, of the angry Black woman or the Black woman who rolls her neck. Like, that gets transferred into the way other people in the real world might see me before I even open my mouth. And sometimes it can mean the matter of, you know, getting a job or life or death. Like, these things are, pop culture is not frivolous. It is part of our culture, and it very much informs our daily lives. So I think that's one of the biggest reasons why representation in general just matters. And that's why people like myself are so eager to see wider representations of ourselves in TV, film, music, everywhere.
Is that starting to happen? Because in the documentary, The Problem with Apu, there were people that I think a lot of people have heard of for Hari Kondabolu to talk to about this, people of South Asian origin in pop culture. There are more African-American showrunners out there now, it seems like. Are you seeing more and different types of characters starting to show up on TV?
Oh, for sure. I mean, this has been happening for the last 5 or 6 years now, or even longer, really. But I think the Shonda effect, which is named after Shonda Rhimes, who's creator of Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, I think that that's a real thing. And the influence of her having very diverse casts has trickled down into media. At the same time, I'm always very cautiously optimistic about these things because we have seen moments in the past, not of South Asian performers per se, but of Black people in particular who thrived on TV and TV shows in the 90s and in the 70s. And then it receded, and there was like a good decade or so where there were hardly any Black-led sitcoms or TV shows on network TV. So I think that we're in a good space now and we can keep moving forward, hopefully, but I'm also very aware that it could all be sort of pulled away or receded at any time.
How much of it is just having a sheer numbers of characters represented? Because if Apu is the only representation of a South Asian character on TV, if Black Widow is the only woman in the Avengers, that puts a lot of weight on that one character.
Exactly. And, you know, it shouldn't be that way. And like I said, there are definitely more South Asian actors who are working today, and that's a great thing. But, you know, there's still this incongruity between having something like Master of None or, you know, Kumail Nanjiani, who directed The Big Sick, or who wrote in The Big Sick, but then also still having a major network show in which an Indian character is played by a white man. Like, that shouldn't be happening still.
And Hari Kondabolu making this documentary, he'd been a Simpsons fan for his life and then was rethinking it here, especially based on this one character. Had you been a Simpsons fan yourself, Aisha?
I have not watched The Simpsons or a full episode of The Simpsons in like a decade, maybe. And I was never a huge fan, but I've definitely, you know, I appreciate it. I appreciate what it's brought to the culture and some of the very smart ways in which they've riffed on culture. And I think that, you know, it's a legacy. It is a big show. But I do wonder if its time has come. I think even the most ardent Simpsons fans are not the biggest fans of the latest seasons.
We'll leave it there for now. Aisha, thanks a lot for joining us again today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Aisha Harris writes about culture for Slate. She also hosts the Slate podcast Represent. We've been talking about a recent controversy surrounding the Simpsons character Apu. And you can hear an interview with Hari Kondabolu on WPR's new show Beta. You can check out the program archive at WPR.org.